Currently, the state is embroiled in a lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union. The group is challenging an executive order issued by Governor Rick Scott last year, calling for the mandatory drug testing of some state employees. But that did not stop Republican Representative Jimmy Smith of Lecanto from filing legislation to make it law.
HB 1205 amends the Drug-Free Workplace Act to authorize random drug testing of public employees once every 3 months. These tests be selected by random computer generation, and also authorize pre-employment drug testing of all public job applicants, as all people, when under the influence of drugs, are dangerous to the public safety.
But Pamela Birch Fort with ACLU of Florida says subjecting public employees to universal suspicionless drug testing is clearly unconstitutional.
The United States Supreme Court has previously ruled that universal, random, suspicionless drug testing of employees by government absent a safety-sensitive job violates the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects against unreasonable search and seizure. House Bill 1205 subjects state employees to suspicionless, universal drug testing and therefore violates the Constitution.
Smith's bill also failed to muster any support among most of the lawmakers on the House Appropriations Committee. Democratic Representative Martin Kerr of Davie says it doesn't make sense to move forward with legislation because in addition to the U.S. Supreme Court case, the staff analysis cited two other cases that show the bill is unconstitutional.
The other two are Florida Federal District Court cases, one from the Northern District of Florida and one from the Southern District of Florida, with both made conditions of employment, had universal suspicionless drug testings as conditions of state employment, and the courts have all ruled that it is unconstitutional to do that.
The bill staff analysis doesn't specify how much random drug testing would cost taxpayers, and House Democratic Leader Ron Saunders says not only is he troubled by the bill's potential for lawsuits, he's also concerned that the bill's sponsor and even the staff analysis could not show the fiscal impact.
I think it's not responsible for us to be passing a bill that we cannot determine the cost of the drug test, how many people apply. Since you've made it so broad, which makes it, I think, unconstitutional, you've also made it so broad that you're putting a very big responsibility on the state to be responsible for something that we don't know the cost.
Smith's bill also received opposition from several of his Republican colleagues, including Representative Bill Proctor of St. Augustine.
I can understand the need to drug test randomly those people in sensitive positions, or even perhaps those where the employer has cause to believe. But just randomly testing anybody who works for the state, I have real question that that would hold up in court. I'm not a lawyer, but I want to see some case law that addresses that issue.
When the bill came up for a vote, it initially failed. However, in a surprise move, a motion was called to reconsider the vote.
So Representative Coley moves to reconsider the vote by which the bill passed. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Any opposed?
The panel agreed to postpone the bill until further notice. It's unclear if they're taking the ACLU's suggestion and waiting on the outcome of the court case scheduled for Wednesday, February 22nd, in the Southern District Court of Florida on the constitutionality of the governor's executive order. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Cordner.